The U.S. Coast Guard are getting new response boats. The vessels are 45 feet long, aluminum-hulled, sporting twin diesel engines with water jet propulsion. Station Juno recently got one of the new boats. Another is scheduled to arrive next month. KTOO's Casey Kelly rode along last week.
As far as Coast Guard assets go, Petty Officer Joe Baxter says nothing beats the style, class, and comfort of the new medium response boats.
Crew accommodations, we have an actual toilet, marine toilet ahead, and we've got a microwave, sink, creature comforts that were never on any other Coast Guard boat this size.
The 45-footers are replacing a fleet of 41-foot response boats used at Coast Guard stations nationwide. Station Juno hasn't had one in over a decade, using a 47-foot motor lifeboat instead. For the newer vessels, Baxter says the Coast Guard made sure to get input from medium response boat crews during the design phase.
They did an excellent job getting operators on the boat, taking recommendations and applying those recommendations. So we sit on this boat, things are where we want them as an operator.
Response boats are primarily used for Coast Guard legacy missions like search and rescue and fisheries and law enforcement. With twin 825 horsepower engines, the new vessels can really fly. Top speed is 40 knots, or about 40 miles per hour.
So we can get on scene a lot quicker.
Of course, there are some major changes. A lot of the older boats in the Coast Guard fleet use outboard engines, but the new ones have a water jet propulsion system. Petty Officer Philip Ketchison says that means learning a new steering method.
Direction you turn the outboard is the direction the boat is going to, your stern will go. This is now the opposite. So rather than we've taught the guys backing down, kind of steer your stern, on this boat, we're teaching them to drive the bow. So wherever you turn your nozzle is a direction the bow is now going to go.
The new medium response boats have been in the works for about 10 years. The Coast Guard ordered 180 of them. The first one was delivered to Station Little Creek, Virginia in 2008. Each one costs about $2 million. When the second one arrives in Juneau in October, it will be based at Auk Bay. The new one that's already here is stationed downtown. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.